My favorite Chuck Berry story, actually in two parts, goes all the way back to when I was a junior in high school. And I'd only been playing drums for about a year at that time. And the manager of our band had the opportunity for us to open for Chuck Berry at a concert. This is in Washington, Missouri, a town of about 10,000 people back then. And we booked Chuck Berry to come and play at the Calvin Theater in Washington, Missouri. I know this is true because I saw the poster on Facebook just maybe even a couple of months ago. So we're at the Calvin Theater in Washington, Missouri. Chuck Berry pulls up to the back. And, of course, everybody's just buzzing around in the bands because we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. And I happened to be outside and back when Chuck Berry pulled up in his big Cadillac. And he drives himself to all of his jobs. He has his two female assistants with him, but, you know, they didn't carry anything. He might have carried his guitar in, but I noticed he had his amp in the trunk of his car. And I said, well, I can carry that in for you, Mr. Berry. And so I carried Chuck Berry's amplifier into a show in 1964 and placed it on the stage. And I didn't see him again during the show I saw him, but I didn't see him again till many years later, till 1979. I was working in radio in St. Louis, Missouri, and Chuck came into the studio because he had just released a new album called Rocket that had some new songs on it, and we were all excited. He was in a great mood, and so we were talking, and I just brought up the story. I said, in 1964, you played in Washington, Missouri, and I carried your amplifier in. He paused for a second and looked at me and said, well, I'll pay you. It's my favorite Chuck Berry story.